Everyone says they want to be blessed, but not everybody knows exactly what that means. I know I sure didn't. What up? I'm George Moss, and you're listening to Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I grew up in church where if you ask somebody how they're doing, almost always the response was, I'm blessed. I heard that so much growing up that I just thought being blessed meant that you're feeling good. But today's devotion takes a deeper look at what blessed actually means. It was written by Abby Siona and is called Blessed. You win a contest. The rain holds out long enough for you to go outside with your friends. You have a loving family. You get a good grade on a school assignment. All those things could signal to others that you are blessed. Our world often associates blessing with being rich, comfortable, talented, successful, and happy. But is this really what it means to be blessed? In Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12, Jesus teaches something called the Beatitudes, which means blessedness. Jesus lists qualities of what it looks like to live a life of blessing, of following him in life to the full, like in John chapter 10, verse 10. Many of these blessed qualities are surprising. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted. What is Jesus saying? Especially at that time in history, no one would have thought people who are weak, sorrowful, or poor could be blessed. Blessing was about strength and wealth and status. But Jesus reveals that in God's kingdom, things look different. His definition of blessing isn't about how much we have or how happy our family is or how healthy we are. These are all good things, but blessing is about what matters most of all, knowing God through Jesus. This is the good news, that through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we are rescued from sin and death. We get to live a purposeful life in restored relationship with God, and we have hope for eternal life with Him. Being blessed doesn't mean our circumstances instantly transform to be better. But God transforms us through the Holy Spirit and helps us realize God's blessings are all around us, even in the hard times. Because even on the hardest days, in all the highs and lows of the craziness of life, we can be deeply joyful and peaceful as we rest in God's truth. He loves us deeply, and nothing can separate us from His love. We can learn to trust Him through all the challenges of life because our hope is beyond our present. God is always good, and He works even the hardest things towards His good plan. And all along the way, He helps us grow closer to Him. So let's talk about this. In Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12, who does Jesus say are blessed? Which of these lines do you think are the most surprising, and why? And as you and I can read in James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. I'd encourage you to dig a little deeper and read Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you love Unlocked and want to show it, why not pick up some merch? You can get t-shirts, water bottles, or beanies, and it's an easy way to share Unlocked with a friend. Just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app. And be sure to check back tomorrow as we unlock how deeply and intimately our God knows us. But until then, I'm George Moss, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.